Northern Virginia Congressman Frank Wolf is one of the most ardent supporters of teleworking in the federal government. He co-sponsored legislation passed in the House earlier this week to beef up existing federal telework programs. So it came as a big surprise to some when he sent out nearly identical letters to Linda Springer, the head of the Office of Personnel Management, and David Bibb, the acting administrator of the General Services Administration, concerning disturbing news about their telework programs.
We really want to know about the suspension of telework. We want to know how many employees have had telework suspended or terminated, and also what are the policies that they have as an organization for either suspension or termination, because these are the two agencies who are given the responsibility in many respects of administering the telework.
In his letter to OPM Director Springer, Wolf cites the case of the suspension of telework privileges for what he called a skilled, dedicated, and career OPM employee who now says he'd rather retire than resume the long, arduous daily commute in his car. Wolf says this worker's story is one of about a dozen at both OPM and GSA that have given him reason to ask, what happened?
Maybe there hasn't been enough congressional oversight. Maybe you're really reaching a certain point. But you would think with the price of gasoline, with the congestion on the roads, with the whole concern with regard to the environment, with all the other things out there, and the studies show that people that telework are very, very productive. We're not talking about something that really makes people work less. We're talking, in some respects, about something that makes people work longer and harder, but less time in the car, less time in strapping yourself into a metal box and driving 30 miles and sitting before a computer when you can do it at home, at least one or two days a week. So it is kind of surprising that there's been a backtracking on the telework.
So far, a spokesperson for GSA said only that they were developing their response to Wolf's letter and that for now they would refrain from commenting on what they called internal deliberations. OPM also said that they would have no comment until they issued their own official response to Wolf's letter, expected within the next 5 to 10 days. On a related note, the National Federation of Federal Employees, one of the smaller federal government worker unions, is puzzling over its own telework mystery concerning the General Services Administration. NFFE President John Hanley says this week was to have marked the first of several negotiating sessions with the GSA on a list of telework issues. He says that the first day of talks began here in Washington as expected, and then...
We met with them for a grand total of maybe 5.5 hours where we discussed some of the issues, but we never actually got to the substance because the agency walked out of the talks. They just announced that they're leaving. They came with no expert. They do have an agency-wide expert, a man named Bill Kelly, but he did not come to these negotiations, and there was only one GSA manager that came to meet with us, and our team consisted of 5 people.
Hanley says that before getting up and walking out, the lone GSA official at the table said that they plan to contact the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service for help with resolving the dispute over teleworking.
The GSA manager that came to meet with us didn't indicate at all that there was some emergency at the office or there was some other reason that they had to leave. They simply said that they were had stated their piece and that they were leaving and they were going to contact the FMCS. And that's as much as we knew. I thought it was particularly rude that Richard Warren, who was one of our members on the team, was in the middle of a sentence trying to clarify some things and trying to bring some agreement together. And they didn't even let him finish his sentence. They got up in the middle of his statement and walked out the door.
Hanley, who works for the GSA, also says that the agency's actions are even more puzzling and disturbing given GSA's previous public pronouncements to promote teleworking.
And the statistics that the agency provided us said that GSA has gone from 25.6% of the workforce teleworking in 2004 to only 17% on their most recent report. That's a significant decrease, and our agency is supposed to be the champion for this program for the government. And I don't know, maybe they are doing a good job of championing it for other agencies, but in our agency, it seems not to get that kind of concern. In addition, they have the use of telework around the country is sporadic. For example, we have one organization in Washington, D.C., where 85% of the people telework, And then in the Midwest, we have some offices where only 6% of the people telework. So it seems like there's no consistency. And what we've seen in addition to that is that it tends to be used as a benefit or a perk for the more favored employees, and it's denied to employees that have, I've seen this personally, significant hardships where telework would not only save gas and all of the other benefits of telework, but would allow this person to be able to feed themselves and their family. This agency, rather than encouraging telework in those conditions, has actually taken it away from the employees who need it the most.
Hanley says he hopes to hear from the GSA about a possible resumption of telework negotiations for the remaining unscheduled sessions coming up, but so far he's heard nothing. We asked the GSA spokesperson to comment on the NFFE's charges. The only response we received was that they would continue to refrain from commenting on internal deliberations such as this. And Congressman Wolf says he'll wait till he gets a response from OPM and GSA about his telework concerns before having any further comment. Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, AM 1050.